Torch Livecast is brought to you today by FanEssentials.net, providing you with apparel for your favorite sports franchise. And by the good people at LootCrate.com, July is Futuristic Month. Save $3 off your purchase by using the code TWTorch.
Are you a sick, perverted, power-hungry freak?
No. Wait. Look, I'm a very well-respected businessman the world over.
And when that happened, we would normally force them in the pool.
Right.
And the look on someone's face when you shove them and they're in the air and they're saying to themselves, no. And they realize that they're completely, totally wet. Watch the whole deal. It is one of the funniest things in the world.
What?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
It's a sparkle kid.
Hello, you people. Today is Wednesday, June 29th, 2016. I'm your host, Pat McNeil, bringing you today's installment of the longest-running weekday episodic pro wrestling podcast in the world. This is the PW Torch Livecast. Your Wednesday intro song is Kids on Bridges presenting Sport for Kings. Kids on Bridges is the official artist of the PW Torch Livecast that are available on iTunes. We're coming at you with 60-plus minutes of wrestling and fun, and if you're not careful, you just might learn something before we're done. We are taking your calls, 646-721-9828, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We are taking your emails, pwtorchlivecast@gmail.com. The chat room is open right now at pwtorchlivecast.com. And you can even send in your Twitter questions for us through my account at RealPatMcNeil. Okay, I think we've gotten this about done. Let's go ahead and say hello to today's guest.
To introduce our guest star, that's what it's time to do. So it really makes me happy.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the stars of Evolve. He also stars for AIW, All-American Wrestling, Alpha One Wrestling, and Pro Wrestling Eclipse. Please give a warm welcome to All Ego, Ethan Page. Welcome to the show, Ethan.
I appreciate the fancy horn.
No problem. Let's see. Now, you want us to call you Ethan and not All Ego or any of your other names?
Ethan's fine.
Okay. Ethan, it has been announced, is going to be part of the upcoming Evolve shows, which I want to say are Evolve 64 through 67. That sound right?
64.
Coming up in the month of July?
Yes. That would be August as well, if there's that.
Okay. All right. Now, I had looked through the press release today. I didn't see that any of your matches for those shows were announced. However, if you went back and watched Evolve 60, you could see the big Drew Galloway versus Ethan Page match that was a big part of it. Or you can go back even further and watch Ethan Page troll the crowd by coming out to Triple H's music. And you have been all over Evolve.
Yep. And actually, if you go back to the last Evolve event, Evolve 63, I had a no holds barred, no rules, anything goes match with Drew Galloway that I'm still sore from, but very proud of. So if you check that out from the Evolve shows in Orlando, that's one of my favorite matches. I love it there. Evolve's been a blast, and I look forward to, like you said, nothing announced yet, but I look forward to the next weekend just like every other.
Yes, and I got to say, it looks like, I don't know how many members of the upcoming WWE Cruiserweight tournament you've faced. It might be all 32. But I know you face several of them, and highlights of that can be seen on the WWE website, and we'll probably be talking about a few of those people here in a bit. 646-721-9828, that's how you reach us. We already have calls stacking up for you. I do want to plug a couple of things for this weekend. First of all, there's a big show, I believe it's this Sunday, that you're doing for Alpha One Wrestling in Canada.
Yep, this Sunday. And it is going to be one of the most stacked and fun shows we've ever done. The entire show is no disqualification. It's called The Purge.
Ah. Good name for it. All right. And, on that show, I hear that you have a very important match with a guy that we're all familiar with, Cheeseburger.
Yes, Ethan Page versus Cheeseburger. If you check out for one Twitter website or YouTube page, you can see a promo that I did about Cheeseburger and his family of burgers. And I have them hostage, and I can't wait to eat them in front of Cheeseburger this Sunday in Hamilton, Ontario.
That is going to be Hamilton, Ontario. That the I know the Twitter account is A1 Wrestling, and I'm guessing www.alpha-onewrestling.com. Also, more probably of slightly more interest to our viewers and listeners, there's a free show coming up on Canada Day, which is Friday, that you are a part of for Pro Wrestling Eclipse. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's in Ottawa, near the wire. It's awesome. There's a big royal. The winner gets to face off against the Eclipse champion. So Ethan Page is taking part in that, obviously, and I plan to win it and then plan to win the title in the same way. But free show, it's good for the community, and I love wrestling for Pro Wrestling Eclipse.
Okay, so that is definitely that's definitely worth checking out as part of your big Canada Day celebration up there. Let's see, we've got the Evolve shows. You're a big part of AIW. I'm trying to look up when their next show is. Well, you might actually know that.
July 22nd, which is their actual Absolution show, which is the biggest show of the year. And I've been champion for quite some months now. So it's myself defending the Absolute title against Josh Alexander and Josh Prohibition in the main event.
Okay, now Josh Alexander, that's familiar. You guys were tag team partners, weren't you?
Yeah, still on and off. Yep, still are here and there. Now that he's returned to wrestling, we made our in-ring return at Beyond Wrestling just recently. But on that night, he's my opponent, so I'm gonna have to punch him in the face just like everybody else.
Okay. With that kickoff, 646-721-9828. Let's see. I know I'm supposed to do commercials, but let's go ahead and we're going to dig in and take our first call as we go to the 862 area code. 862, state your name and town. You're on the live cast with Ethan Page.
Kylan from North New Jersey.
Kylan, how are you?
Very well, Pat. How are you doing this week?
Doing fine. What questions do you have for the young superstar in with us?
Question number one for you, Ethan. Who would you say, if anyone, that you pattern your style as?
A lot of fans could answer this question for you. I love The Rock, and he's definitely someone that I've taken a lot from, and I put into my style, as well as guys like Billy Gunn and Scott Hall.
Good choices. Question number two, Ethan. What is the biggest piece of advice that you would give to any aspiring wrestler breaking into the business today?
Two pieces of advice. One, if you're 100% sure you're going to do this, commit yourself 100%. If you're not 100%, don't do it at all, and make sure you have a backup plan.
And final question for you, Ethan. What is the biggest mistake that you tend to see wrestlers make on the independent scene these days?
Appearing on this podcast. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Biggest mistake people make on the independents that I see is lack of traveling. I see people when I go to, let's say, one town to my left, I'll see those people and I'll never see them in the town to my right. Whereas I'm in the town to my left, in front of me, behind me. I'm trying to cover all aspects of the map. And there's pockets of really talented people who just don't bother leaving their comfort zone.
Well, okay, and I'd also throw in there. I mean, you get some wrestlers on the independent scene who they learn enough of their trade, and they get to a point and they want to stop learning. I think would be one way to put it.
Yeah, that's also. I would put that in the same thing I said as far as the comfort zone thing. They like being a big fish in a small pond, the best in their hometown. But it takes a lot for someone to leave the nest and leave the nest every single weekend is what I like to do.
Okay.
Good for you. Thanks, Pat. Thanks, Ethan. It was a pleasure.
No problem, Kylan. We will talk to you again next week. Kylan drops off, and that opens up a line for you.
Bye-bye.
646-721-9828, pwtorchlivecast@gmail.com. Another way to reach us, and, of course, the chat room and Twitter. And we have to take a short commercial time out. When we come back after this, we'll have more of your calls and emails and questions for Ethan Page. Don't you go anywhere.
Oh, and now for a word from someone. I forget. I think they sell paint.
If you're like me, you've got a list of your favorite podcasts that you listen to throughout the week and also your favorite websites that you listen to throughout the week, but they don't always overlap. But in the case of PW Torch, they do. We hope not only will you listen to the PW Torch livecast every day, but also visit pwtorch.com every day for the latest insider perspective, breaking news, TV reports, live event reports, live pay-per-view coverage, exclusive editorials, and a wide range of other features. Check it out every day. It's mobile-friendly, desktop and laptop-friendly. Stay up to the minute, stay up to date with pwtorch.com.
All right, kids, and now is the point on the show where Uncle Pat gets to tell you all about our favorite sponsor, Loot Crate. It's lootcrate.com, providing epic geek and gamer gear, special items, and pop culture memorabilia for you. You go to lootcrate.com. You watch the commercials. You go through the list, maybe you subscribe to the Loot Crate, or maybe you subscribe to the King Size Loot Crate DX, or the Loot Pets Crate, or maybe you just want to, or the Anime Crate, or maybe you want to pick out something special like the limited edition Firefly Crate, which they have. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You go to lootcrate.com. And you make your payment, and with your first purchase, you enter the code PWTORCH and get $3 off. Now, if you want to order the Loot Crate, it's $19.95 for that month's crate, and if you sign up for a full year, it gets lowered to $13.95 a month. That includes shipping. That's a very important part, the whole shipping thing. You get your box. Your box has stuff in it. Let's see. When we had the March crate, the March theme was Versus. You got a Star Trek Mirror Mirror shirt from the Evil Spock episode. And you know what? They have a different T-shirt every month. July's theme is Futuristic. Futuristic contains items from, let's see, Rick and Morty, Mega Man, Futurama, and Star Trek The Next Generation, among other stuff. If you subscribed previously, you might have gotten your Daredevil beanie or your Walking Dead soap on a rope. But there is stuff here that you can't get anywhere else, and they ship to 27 countries. And really, just go to the site. It's lootcrate.com. It's all very simple. We are back with Ethan Page, one of the top stars of Evolve, also a major force in other independent promotions, AIW, Alpha One Wrestling, Pro Wrestling Eclipse, and probably a few others I didn't. Do you want to throw in a few others that I forgot, Ethan?
There's a ton. If I could just check my schedule, I'll be able to name off another 15. But what you named is perfect. I do freelance in Chicago and AWP in Atlanta. I could go on and on. Rochester, Upstate Pro Wrestling in Rochester.
Yeah.
Steel City.
You do get around an awful lot, which is good, and you've wrestled everywhere, and you've wrestled almost everyone. We're still working on that part. 646-721-9828, and, of course, lots of Evolve announcements out today, including matches in the Cruiserweight Showcase, where you see wrestlers who are part of the WWE Global Cruiserweight Series, or whatever you want to call it, against each other. Zack Sabre's going to be there. He's going to face Cedric Alexander. And there are a few other matchups. We'll probably have to go through that at one point. But I do want to get to more of your phone calls, so we're going to go to the 814 area code. For those of you who don't normally listen on Wednesdays, we have a simple concept here. You can ask up to three questions. You can make up to three comments. You can combine them, as in two questions and a comment. But at the end of the day,
that's a magic number.
And by orders of my boss, this show is to be PG and, quote, minivan friendly. So
while we're waiting for our next caller, we'd like to remind you folks calling in to, keep your questions within the boundaries of good taste.
All right, let's take this on to the 814 area code. 814, please state your name and town. You're on the live cast with Ethan.
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
How are you, Ryan?
Good. First question for Ethan is, if you were to enter the cruiserweight tournament sometime in the future, how hard would it be for you to cut weight to the 205 weight limit?
It would be impossible. I feel bad because he only has three comments and there's rules. So I know he wants to say something back. But right now I'm weighing 247 pounds. And I'm a little leaner than I have been in the last couple of years. So for me to be 205, I might be like dead.
Right. That's kind of like the chances of me cutting weight to 205. So that sounds a little unlikely. But I mean, you have definitely faced a number of these wrestlers. It's just that a legit weight limit might be a problem. Okay, carry on, Ryan.
Yeah. Second question is, do you have any good stories about being detained at the Canadian border?
Actually, just last weekend, it wasn't a detainment story, but when I was crossing to go for Riverworks Wrestling in Buffalo, the guy asked me what I was doing. I said, I'm going to wrestle. And he started talking to me about how he dislikes that small wrestlers become world heavyweight champions. And he started to name, like, Rey Mysterio, Daniel Bryan, and I started laughing, and he was like, well, no, man, like, Batista is a world heavyweight champion. He's like, that's what the Intercontinental title's for, and at the whole time, I'm like, just please let me across the border. I'm just going to agree with everything that you say. I'm like, you're totally right, man. You're totally right. Ultimate Warrior was the greatest heavyweight champion. He's like, exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. He's like, that's when wrestling was good. And I was like, yeah, man, I totally agree with you. He's like, all right, man, you know what? Go out there and kick some butt. I'm like, all right, thanks.
There you go. Those are all the right answers, yes.
And my final question is, do you think Rene Dupree has gotten any better at wrestling since he's left WWE?
I just wrestled him, like, 2 weeks ago.
Well, it's topical, then.
I don't know. He didn't do the French tickler, so I'm a little upset. So that's when I thought he was awesome, when he did the little two-step dance back and forth. Also, he didn't bring Fifi with him either, so I was a little upset about that. So, no, he was definitely better in WWE.
Yeah, that would be disappointing if I were going to a match to see him. All right.
Hey, thanks, Ethan. Thanks, Pat.
No problem. Thank you for the questions.
No problem. Ryan drops off, and that opens up the line to you at 646-721-9828. PWTorchLivecast@gmail.com, the other way to reach us. As a matter of fact, let's go ahead and do one of those now. All right. From the email, we have one from, I think this is Brian from Des Moines. And, let's see here. Going into the brand extension, the most important decision, in my opinion, is who will carry the world titles. Do you think there would be one belt or two, and who would you put the belts on? Okay. I have a sneaking suspicion there are going to be two belts. I probably would prefer them being one. Actually, I would prefer them not doing a brand split right now the way they're talking about doing it. But, I would think that... Ambrose and Rollins would be the guys at this point, and maybe they would change that up later. Ethan, your thoughts? I'd be curious to know what you think about it.
I think it would be really cool if they just had one title, and then they had the Intercontinental on one, the U.S. title on the other, and on the big pay-per-views like SummerSlam, Survivor Series, you had to fight between Raw and SmackDown to see who actually got to face for the title.
Yeah, that's the way the first brand extension started, I think. Yeah, and obviously Batista would be champion on one brand, and Ryback would be champion on the other brand. Okay.
I would definitely do that.
Okay. Here we go. The chat room's open. We have this guy. His name is Chicky Singer. He writes in the chat room all the time. He asks, Ethan, was Lance Storm lying when he cut promos saying Canadian wrestlers have better health care than American wrestlers?
Well, he's not lying. We do have better health care because it's free.
Well, yeah, okay. I guess I have a hard time arguing with that. It's kind of hard to beat free right now.
Yeah, for free is much better. But as far as, like, service, America definitely has better service just because, I mean, they're being paid. So,
yeah, that does tend to make a difference. When you're staying in a hospital and it's like $2,000 a day, they tend to look after you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, these are important issues. Now let's go through some of the brackets here. I know you've had numerous matches with Johnny Gargano, and I expect that he's not only going to obviously continue to be a part of NXT, he's also in the Cruiserweight tournament. What would you say are Johnny's strengths as a professional wrestler? Johnny's been on the show a couple of times, by the way.
Definitely his ability in the ring. He's technically sound. He's as cheesy as it is, and his moniker All Heart. He puts his heart out there, and he connects with the audience. So you can't really stop someone that's genuine, and the fans are going to get behind someone that's real. And they can connect with, so that's why he's doing so well.
Okay, let's see, another guy whose name gets mentioned. Actually, his name doesn't get mentioned as much as you'd think, but Tony Nese.
Oh, I'm so happy that he's in the Cruiserweight Classic. He's the guy that's been doing this for a long time. He got a little bit of success in TNA, but it was short-lived, so I'm happy to see that he found another avenue to show people his talents. And he's one of my favorite guys to be around in the locker room at Evolve, and I'm really happy to see him succeed. One of my favorite matches in Evolve history, actually, was against him WrestleMania weekend this year in a no-holds-barred match, so you could check that out, too.
I'm trying to think if this has been done. Did he face Cedric Alexander? Because, Cedric Alexander is a guy who people have had a good range of opinions on, and
Never wrestled him yet, but he's on my my Christmas wish list.
Okay, so promoters who are out there, definitely contact Ethan on Twitter, and maybe we can get that taken care of for him. Let's see here. Okay, Tommaso Ciampa.
He's one of the best in the world, I would say right now. He's got a confidence about him that's unmatched. I can say that because I'm all ego, so I can recognize someone else's ego. But when it's well-deserved, you can't really argue with it. I can't wait to see what he does in his second chance with WWE.
Okay. Let's see. We get one more question from the chat room. Oh, why not? Ethan, has your increased weight made you a better pro wrestler?
Yeah, for sure. I'm a body guy.
Well, yeah. Plus,
increased weight, I'm assuming he means muscular.
Yeah, I think he means the fact that you're not 205 pounds.
Oh yes.
I mean, I'm just guessing there. Okay. Let's see. Yeah. I think I've been told that it helps to have a certain amount of padding there for if you're going to be taking a lot of bumps. So.
Yeah, but then again, the heavier you are, the harder you fall.
Oh, that's true. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. Who else out of the cruiserweight competitors would you like to have a shot at that you haven't wrestled yet?
Oh, that I haven't wrestled yet.
Yeah.
Jeez. TJP, we have not wrestled yet. That's a possibility though, in Evolve.
Yeah.
I'd like a rematch with Zack Sabre Jr.
Okay. Yeah, the first time I saw Zack Sabre Jr. in a ball, it was pretty obvious. This is a guy that's gonna hit it big and just should hit it big shortly. But I guess you could say that's happened. What do you think is the best part of Zack Sabre Jr.'s game, if you will?
Just that he's so unique. There's a lot of guys that are doing the same style as Zach right now. I think he's one of the guys that made it very popular. But he has a charisma about him that it's not that he's very vocal. It's just the facial expressions and his presence in the ring from his entrance with the jacket, his music. It's just, he's got the complete package, and he's definitely a world-class athlete. And yeah, I would say he's big time now. Definitely.
Okay. We're going to take a short time out here. When we come back, your opportunity, more calls, more questions, more emails. Ethan Page is with us for the next 30 minutes or so, and we want you to be with us, too, so don't you go anywhere.
So for a tasty treat that's good to eat, try Soylent Green. Soylent Green is people. Soylent Green, made from the best stuff on Earth. People.
When you're looking to tune in live to the PW Torch Livecast, find out about the next episode, or just catch up on an episode you missed, go to our new website, pwtorchlivecast.com. You can select shows by specific day, specific host, and format, including a grid of our latest interviews and best of selections on the homepage. That is pwtorchlivecast.com, where you can stream our show live and listen to past shows on demand. That's pwtorchlivecast.com. Do you shop at Amazon.com? If so, do you know there's a way for you to support the PW Torch Livecast without doing anything different other than starting your shopping at pwtorch.com/Amazon? When you go to pwtorch.com/Amazon, click on the Amazon link and you land at the Amazon homepage. But anything you buy on that shopping trip, we get a commission for. It's a way to throw a few extra quarters, maybe a couple bucks in the tip jar, as a way to say thanks for what we do here at the PW Torch Livecast. So next time you're about to shop at Amazon, don't type in AMAZ. Stop right there and type in pwtorch.com/Amazon. That's pwtorch.com/Amazon. A free, easy way to help support what we do here at the Livecast. Thank you.
And we're back with more of the Wednesday Pro Wrestling Torch Livecast right here on Blog Talk Radio, 646-721-9828. The best way to call in and to talk with our guest today, it is Ethan Page from Evolve, from numerous other independent promotions throughout North America. Tomorrow, our own Wade Keller will be by at 1 p.m. He'll be talking to another former creative team member from WWE. This time it's going to be Kevin Eck returning to the show. Next Wednesday, believe it or not, our guest is scheduled to be Gary Michael Capetta, longtime ring announcer, who ring announced for WWE, WCW, the AWA, and Ring of Honor. And, yeah, I probably need to call him back just to confirm that that's happening, but we look forward to doing that next Wednesday. We are back here. Ethan Page has joined us now. Ethan, I went ahead and I looked you up on Google, and it looks like one of the top 10 results for you on Google. I don't know whether this is yours, but it is the wedding of some guy named Ethan Page that took place in Tennessee. Would this be your wedding, or is this there's some other guy who's lucky enough to have the same name as you?
Just another guy lucky enough to have the same name as me.
Okay, but you are married, just not to the woman on that invitation, whatever it was.
Yes, I am married, but not to a lady from Tennessee.
Okay, that might be for the best. I think that, okay, hold on here. This is an interesting email. Okay. We got an email here from our friend Boris from Chicago. And, geez, I don't know where to begin with this. Boris asks how anybody can take WWE seriously when Vince McMahon is still in charge and John Cena and Roman Reigns are the guys. Let's see. All right, Ethan, what are your thoughts on John Cena and Roman Reigns? Other than the fact that you'd like to wrestle them in front of 100,000 people.
Well, yeah, that goes without saying. John Cena is more than just a professional wrestler, so people have to remember that and take that into account. He is, I would say, one of the only A-list celebrities in the WWE 24/7, constantly on the road, constantly working. So if I was running WWE, he'd be my top guy. And Roman Reigns is definitely, they've positioned him in a way to be the next top guy, and he's been delivering. And I think, like, no one has the merchandise numbers. You don't know how how well he's selling merch or how popular he really is. Just the vocal minority that has phones and Twitter.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, that's actually a lot of people have phones and Twitter, but yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, they're the more vocal ones. Like my little brother, I think he's 16 or 17 years old. I should probably know how old he is, but I don't. I'm a terrible brother. He's a huge wrestling fan, and Roman Reigns is one of his favorites. But he's not every single day, oh, this guy sucks, this guy sucks, this guy sucks, because he's a fan. He watches a product, and he likes what he's being told to like, I guess.
Okay. Let's see what other great questions we have from our adoring audience. Going to the chat room. This is probably a mistake. Ethan, do pro wrestlers still wrestle bears, or did that die out with Stampede Wrestling?
I think it died out, but there's a company called Old Wrestling in Ohio that's doing like a kind of like a throwback company. Like everything from their show is from the olden times. They even make their DVDs in black and white. And they've advertised someone wrestling a bear. I think it was in a bear suit, but check it out. It's awesome. Or watch those clips of Tracy Smothers wrestling a bear on YouTube, and that should get you everything you need for your your craving for bear wrestling.
Or watch that movie where Will Ferrell wrestles a bear. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Although I think that might have been staged somehow.
Possibly.
All right. Let's take a look here. Okay, so it looks like your feud with Drew Galloway is temporarily off in Evolve. With the shows coming up, do you have any thoughts as to who you would like to face when we hit the Northeast tour and then back in Florida?
Who I would like to face is
on the Evolve shows coming up. Yeah.
Yeah, anyone on the roster, really. Anyone that I can continue to prove my value to the company and that I definitely belong in Evolve. I feel like I'm still always have something to prove. So I wouldn't mind, obviously, wrestling Cody Rhodes as the new hire for Evolve and obviously big-name talent. And these are the guys that I want to share a ring with because my ultimate goal is WWE, so...
Okay, let's. We're gonna have a look here. All right, so Evolve 64, July 16th. You're on here. Tony Nese obviously is on here. Let's see. Okay, we talked about some of those guys. Matt Riddle. He doesn't have an opponent yet.
I would love to wrestle Matt Riddle. One of my favorite guys right now. To watch.
Okay. We also have the new FIP champion Fred Yehi. I might be botching the pronunciation of that.
We've wrestled already. I've already beaten him, so I wouldn't be too interested in having a rematch just because that. I mean, I might cost myself that victory. So done with him. I think off on to another member of Catchpoint possibly. Like I was saying earlier, I haven't wrestled TJP, so if we can make that happen.
Okay. Let's see. I'm looking at these shows. Marty Scurll. He seems to be open at least for one of the shows.
Yeah, make that happen. He's definitely. You can have two imports: Canada versus England.
That works for me. Okay. So yeah, Cody Rhodes. Okay. Then we got this guy. This guy. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out. Let's see. Looks like Chris Hero is going to be coming back. I don't know. I mean, obviously that would be a big match, you against him, but even though he's only back for one show. The one show is interesting because that's the August 20th deal in Brooklyn, and it's supposed to be right before the NXT TakeOver show. So have you heard anything as to whether there's a chance that some of the guys who work the Evolve show might wind up doing something at TakeOver other than sitting in the crowd?
Haven't heard a thing.
Okay. Let's see. 646-721-9828. We're going to go back to the telephones here. We have a call from the 847 area code. 847, please state your name and town. You're on with Ethan Payne.
So it's Brian from Chicago. Hope you're doing well, man. After you beat Robert Anthony in the tables match, At Freelance, you going to come after that Freelance Championship belt? Just wondering.
Yeah, hell yeah. What's up, Brian? Yeah, 2 out of 3 falls. Tables match is on the 9th of July in Chicago for Freelance. So I'm going to win that one 2 straight, which sucks because they have to buy 3 tables. And I know everyone's going to want to see 3 tables break. So I might as well just stack them all up on top of each other and just toss them over the top rope once, and then I can just end the match as soon as possible. So then, yes, because I've already beaten Prince Ali too, so, I mean, I'll just do it again.
Well, I'm excited to see you back in Chicago, Ego. It'll be good to see you on the 9th. Good luck, man. See you soon.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. So what do you consider to be your favorite? How long have you worked for Freelance?
I've done 3 or 4 shows for them now.
Okay, I think their next show they're doing some sort of a doubleheader with Combat Zone. Does that sound right? I might be.
It's actually Freelance versus CZW.
Oh my. Okay. Let's see. Well, out of everything you did you've done for Freelance so far, what's your favorite match? Out of those 3 or 4.
Match-wise, my singles match against Ali. Or my singles match against Robert Anthony.
Okay, let me look at this here. Yeah, that's true. It's on Ali. Yeah, Robert Anthony. Okay, looking at some of these matches. Okay, 1 or 2 of these I'm not that interested in, but yeah, Prince Ali and Jonathan Gresham. That I think that'll be pretty enjoyable. That's coming up on the 8th, which is a week from Friday in Chicago.
Let's see.
So, that's what I'm looking at their press release here. It says it's Friday night, July 8th, at the Bottom Lounge. Blah, 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 blah. Doors open at 8, bell time is at 9.
Oops, my bad. Screwed that up. So, wait, you're not interested in. You don't want to see Shug D versus DJ Hyde?
How did you know that that's the match I was thinking of?
I don't know.
I didn't mention either of their names.
That's the only match that I know other than the one I'm in.
Okay, well, fair enough. Yeah, look, the Combat Zone site says it's July 8th, so that's a
yeah,
Friday.
It
okay.
is. You are correct.
All right. Well, good. We got that out of the way and didn't hopefully offend any sponsors here. Actually, DJ Hyde's been on the show before, and he's a very good guy. So I shouldn't say negative things about him.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's just my nature. How many of the let's see? I'm trying to think of the main Combat Zone guys. Drew Gulak, you fought him?
Me and Gulak have never wrestled. No.
Okay. Well, he's another guy who's done the live cast, and it doesn't look. I mean, I don't want to spoil any surprises, but it doesn't look like you're on the Combat Zone show the next night in Dayton either. On the 9th. So.
No, I am in Buffalo for Upstate Pro Wrestling.
Well, that makes a lot of sense then. Okay, and do you know what you're doing on that show?
Yes, I'm wrestling a man by the name of Nick Ando, I think. He's a sailorman from Buffalo area, former 2CW champion.
Oh, okay. I vaguely remember that name from 2CW, so sounds good. 646-721-9828. We have a little time left in the program. We are going to take our final commercial break. When we come back, we are going to get into some quick questions with Ethan Page. So don't you go anywhere. We will be right back.
As a PW Torch livecast listener, you've probably heard me talk about PW Torch VIP membership. One of the great perks about becoming a PW Torch VIP member at pwtorch.com/govip is access to vintage radio shows that are only available with a PW Torch VIP membership. The entire run of the Pro Wrestling Focus radio show that I hosted on KFAN in the early 1990s, over 100 episodes, available when you sign up instantly. Also, on an ongoing basis, we're adding more Pro Wrestling Spotlight radio shows hosted by John Arezzi in New York, which ran from the late 80s through the mid-1990s. These shows have not been heard since they aired originally on New York radio, and VIP members have access to listen to them exclusively as part of their VIP membership. Also, Total Chaos Radio, hosted by PW Torch Livecast, Saturday morning wrestling host Jim Valley during the Attitude Era are also part of a VIP membership, new ones added on a regular basis. These vintage classic radio shows with big name interviews, guest analysts, including me, on a regular basis talking about the news of the day with the hosts, are accessible when you become a VIP member through our ad-free VIP website. You can stream them right on your phone or right on your computer, but also an RSS feed that is accessible only for VIP members via popular apps on iPhone, Android, and even iTunes. Check it out. It's a big perk that comes with a VIP membership. Get details at pwtorch.com/govip. That's pwtorch.com/govip. Have a blast listening to familiar voices from this live cast talk about wrestling from the 1990s through the Attitude Era exclusively as a PW Torch VIP member.
All right, it's live read time. Say, kids, how would you like to get all of your favorite NBA teams' merchandise delivered straight to your doorstep? Well, go check out fanessentials.net. All you do is go on the site, you pick out your favorite sports team, and every month you get your team's gear shipped right to your door. They find the gear so you don't have to. Each fan box comes packed full with some amazing gear. A great gift idea for any sports fan. Prices start at just $34.99. Now, when you visit fanessentials.net, you use the promo code PWTORCH at checkout, and you get 30% off of your first month. Then visit fanessentials.net, get all the essentials you need. I visited the site. There's two things I like about it. First of all, they promise that if they ship you a piece of merchandise and you already got it from somewhere else, send it back and they'll ship you a different one that doesn't match that you don't already have. And also, you can return the entire box for a full refund as long as you manage to after you open it up, pack it back up and ship it to them. Those are some pretty good deals there. FanEssentials.net. Also, there's something else that I'm supposed to plug, and we're late in the show, and I never remember.
Your ideas are intriguing to me, and I wish to subscribe to your newsletter.
PWTorch.com/govip, $10 a month, $99 a year, PWTorch.com/govip. You get lots of extras, at least 15 VIP-exclusive audio shows per week, including today's VIP after show, which James Caldwell and I will record later tonight. Get your newsletters in a slick PDF file. Get on the ad-free version of the PWTorch.com website. It's all so nice. And VIP members, you can check out Torch newsletter number 1462. Should be up right now with exclusive articles and features. All right, we are back. Ethan Page is here. We need more of your feedback, 646-721-9828, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, so Ethan, I did get a couple text messages, people asking about your reign with Josh Alexander as PWG Tag Team Champions, and PWG is loved in a certain part of the in wrestling fandom. What are the odds of you guys going back there?
Well, the last time we were there, I gave Josh Alexander a rock bottom. So, I mean, the chances of us going back are slim to none, but there are events called the Mystery Vortex where a bunch of crazy stuff happens. So if there is a possibility, I mean, anywhere in the world, PWG might be the place that we can make it happen.
Okay. I am also right now looking at the press release from Upstate Pro Wrestling, and I can tell that that company is excited about your show on July 9th, Saturday, July 9th in Rochester, New York. I can tell this because your match with Ethan, with Nick Ando is listed twice on the match rundown.
They're just trying to get their money's worth. They're trying to get their
second
money's
worth. Second and fourth. I'm guessing that you're not necessarily going to wrestle twice on the same show.
No, I hope not.
Okay, so upstateprowrestling.com is where you go to get tickets. And they are teasing that in September, it's the Upstate 8, where the top independent stars from the United States and Canada will be there. And you will be there. Scotty O'Shea will be there. Super Cop Dick Justice is there. And Jay Freddy will be there. So we don't know what the final four names of the tournament are, but you obviously know Scotty O'Shea and Dick Justice.
Yes, very, very well.
And what is the story behind Super Cop Dick Justice?
Oh, you know what? You should have him on the show. You should definitely have him on the show and ask him. He's one of my favorite people on the independents right now. He's a character in a world where people just want to do cool moves. So he definitely stands out. He stands out in a room, and he's one of the most entertaining people I'll know.
Okay. All right. As for you, I mean, in your opinion, what do you think makes you stand out from the other, I don't know, thousands of independent wrestlers in North America? I mean, admittedly, not all of those thousands are going out on the road every weekend, but what do you think makes you special?
Definitely that. I'm willing to put in the work constantly, especially for someone that's been wrestling 10 years. I learned quick that wrestling doesn't owe you anything, so you have to constantly remind it who you are and how valued you are to professional wrestling as a whole. So I'm constantly putting in work. I'm 6'2", dashingly good looking, so I stand out in that. I see a lot of ugly people in wrestling. I always have professional gear. My promos are top notch, and I'm the one guy on every show who will work the audience better than anyone else, because I constantly see people go out there and be selfish instead of realize that you're there to do a job, and that job is to entertain the people that paid the tickets. Your job is not to do the moves that you wrote down on your list that you are dying to do because you're in wrestling for yourself. I'm in wrestling for myself as far as a job, but I'm wrestling for the people. That's who I go out there to entertain, and that's why I consider this a job.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. You know, another thing that some independent wrestlers don't seem to get is, I understand the importance of wanting to get in absolutely every move that you did when you ran through the match with the other guy, but at some point you might want to slow down a little bit and sort of get a sense of the crowd and what they're feeling about the moves you're putting on.
And just gauge the audience. Like, I've had matches planned, and when I go out there, I realize these people do not give a flying F, the show is PG, about what I had planned, and I realize these people want to be a part of the match. They want to be entertained. This is more about them than me, so we just change it. And you have to know your audience, and every audience is different.
Well, what's your favorite crowd to work in front of out of the places you work regularly?
For me, one of them is obviously going to be my hometown for Alpha One Wrestling, because that's where I'm from. I can do no wrong there. It's home. It's down the street, so I love it there. An obvious answer is going to be PWG, just because it's the easiest crowd to work in front of. AIW in Cleveland, I've been there for so many years that they're so accustomed to me that, again, it's my second hometown now. I can do no wrong. And crowds like that is where you can get creative and you can try new things. So those are my favorite crowds.
Okay. Are you saying the PWG crowd is easy because they, they've seen you and they know you and you don't have to, you don't have to go through sort of explaining your character to them? Or they just...
No, I would say... It's easy because I honestly believe that those people don't care about any wrestlers. You could put on a show and just say, this is PWG, okay, cool. And it could be all unknown talent who's just fairly good in the ring. They go out there, they'll just do their regular thing, and the place will go nuts because that's what they want to do. They want to have fun, and they want to just enjoy themselves. They're not there to be... critiques and give star ratings and be judgmental. They just want to have fun.
Okay. Let's go back to the telephones. We have somebody standing by from the 773 area code. 773, please state your name and town, especially if you're close enough. It's Boris from Chicago. Hi, Boris.
Boris from Chicago.
Yes. Boris, do you have any questions for Ethan Page?
Yeah, I pretty much just stepped on the line. I didn't have a chance to start at the beginning, but I'll just start from this, telling Mr. Page there that hearing you talk on this podcast actually helps you, the fan, get to know you, because I found that when I learned about, the little thing they did on ESPN with Adam Rose and these different interviews, it pretty much changed your perspective on that person, even if you don't get to do the promos and stuff on wrestling, like, how WWE is now, you don't get to know the person, but if you get to do one show like this or something, it pretty much gives you an edge out there. And my first question is, if you even haven't answered it, is where do you want to be as far as NXT, WWE, whatever wrestling, New Japan. Where is your, do you have an end goal?
Yeah, my end goal is WWE for sure.
Oof.
Well, I mean, what's he supposed to say? He doesn't want to make money, feed his family.
It's good for him. He got an answer, and right now there's a transition going on with pretty much the bubble circuit, which is WWE. Is a big battle between NXT and the main roster. Would you prefer to be on? I might be asking for you. Would you prefer to be on NXT, which will allow you to wrestle, or become perhaps a Damian Sandow on the main roster?
I see no problems with being a Damian Sandow on the main roster. I just honestly believe that for my ultimate goal with what I want to achieve in professional wrestling, which isn't a world championship or anything like that, it's just a certain level of notoriety that I can help influence the world in a better way. I think that being on a show watched by millions of people is more beneficial to me and my ultimate goal than being on a show only available on the WWE network.
Yeah, I've got to say, Boris, I don't think Damian Sandow's had any problems getting booked since he was released from WWE.
Reason why I mentioned Daniel Sandow is because he did everything. We know who he is. We loved him as fans, and he really did everything for this company. And at the end, we waited to see after he cashed his money in the bank in, and at the end of the day, he still got let go. So it didn't matter what he did. WWE got this box that they want wrestlers in, and I think it's really sad, and I hope it does change, but I don't think so right now. But I just, that's what I was saying, far as Daniel Sandow.
I understand, Boris, but we might want to save this conversation for, the time when a guest doesn't show up and I actually have to put you on for long periods of time. So, I don't want you to use it up now.
One more for Ethan. Do you have any dream matches? Cody had dream matches in the list. Give me maybe your first three or four. Present, past, dead, live, whatever.
Doesn't matter. Okay, yeah, they're dream matches. Okay, we get it. Okay.
The Rock, obviously.
The Rock, yeah.
Scott Hall in his prime. This is tough. Randy Orton, for sure, and John Cena.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
There you go. All right, Boris. Well, listen, thank you for calling in and chatting with us. And maybe the next time Ethan Page is wrestling in Chicago, you should go see him. I think that's a week from Friday.
It's coming.
Yeah,
it is. Oh, wow. Go to freelance wrestling.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to look that up.
Okay, good deal. All right, thank you. Boris drops off. And that opens up a line for you at 646-721-9828, pwtorchlivecast@gmail.com. Somewhere in there I got reminded of a couple things I needed to ask you. Obviously, the past several Evolve shows have been colored by the fact that, WWE has had people there. They obviously have an arrangement where they're looking at Evolve wrestlers. I don't want you to give away any magician secrets, but what has been, can you describe some of the interaction that you've had with people who actually work for World Wrestling Entertainment?
I guess the most I can tell you is the reason I've gotten in so much better shape was because it was suggested to me by someone that works there.
Ah, okay. Did that individual have any suggestions of how to get in shape? Because, I'm guessing, what to do and how to train, what cardio to do, what weights to lift.
No, it was actually real terrible advice. It was gain 15 pounds and lose 15 pounds.
Really?
Yep. And I was like, okay, cool.
Did they suggest which one to do first?
No. So I did the losing first, and now I'm trying to do the gaining.
Okay, so they wanted you to lose 15 pounds and gain it back as muscle or something. I don't know. Okay, I'm just...
Yeah, that's right, what I took it.
Yeah. Okay. That I guess that makes a certain amount of sense. But did they have any? I mean, you know, I'm looking for something like, you know, did William Regal have any advice for you as to after watching one of your matches or something? You know, something, anything along those lines?
Regal was awesome. Anytime he's been backstage with Evolve, he's been constant, like constantly giving people advice and watching matches. And it's not even a thing where you need to be like, oh, sir, can you please watch my match? He's genuinely interested in seeing the talent of the show and takes the time, and I mean time, to sit and talk with you about your match afterwards. So if anything, if not just talent scout for WWE, he's improved the Evolve product in just giving his wisdom to our roster. So anything that helps our show improve, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I was watching Breaking Ground, and they, you know, obviously have a lot of footage. They had some footage of Regal working at NXT, and I'm sitting there thinking they just need to have the show. They just need to change the show to where the camera follows Regal around for an hour. You know, just him watching matches and talking to people and that sort, and lending advice. Because that was, you know, I mean, obviously they probably they might charge a little bit more for that though. Let's see.
Yeah, he's a wise man.
Yes. Let's see. Did you get to say more than two words back and forth with Triple H, or was that something that I don't know how much time he spent there. So.
He was there for a little while, but he was obviously interested. This was pre-Cruiserweight Classic, so he was obviously interested in guys like Zack Sabre Jr. and some dudes that were backstage there. But I don't know. There was a handshake, and that's pretty much it.
Okay. Did anybody from WWE ask your opinion of any of the other wrestlers you were working with?
Nope. That's a bizarre.
All right. Yeah.
That'd be a pretty bizarre thing.
Well, I mean, just to get Okay. I don't know what. Yeah, that's true. I don't know what you would have said about that. So. All right. Okay, so we have coming up, we have Pro Wrestling Eclipse on Friday, a free show. Let's see, and then this Sunday in Hamilton, Ontario, the Alpha One show. And obviously, Evolve coming through. Next set of shows, July 16th and 17th. Your opponents have not yet, we haven't found out yet who your opponents are. But we obviously will at some point. Let's see, any other shows that you're thinking of that you want to mention?
That's great so far. We got the freelance show and the upstate show we talked about. Just mostly this Sunday, the big Alpha One show. Make sure you check it out, alpha-onewrestling.com. I'm super, super pumped about that show. So,
Ethan Page, taking out the Mighty Cheeseburger. And how can fans keep tabs on you via social media?
Twitter's the best way. It's @officialego. And I'm very vocal with my fans. So if you want to tweet at me, it doesn't take long. I'll usually get back to you pretty quick.
Okay. Well, Ethan, I'd like to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on with us. For those of you listening, you can go on most of these blog talk stations. Go to eastcoastcast.com, listen to the East Coast Cast. Travis Bryant doing his 300th East Coast Cast show, expecting it to last 90 minutes for the free show and approximately 18 hours for the VIP show afterwards. Parental discretion is advised, and tomorrow Wade will be back with Kevin Eck. And again, like to thank you, Ethan Page, and I wish you the best of luck this weekend. Hope you have some great shows there. For the rest of you, VIP members, the VIP after show will be attached in a little bit, and we'll be back with you next week. So until then, keep your feet on the ground and keep shooting for the stars. Good night.
First, let me put on these headphones so I can block out your lame voices by listening to famous explosions in world history.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people at Jimmy James Incorporated.
But the most amazing thing to me is I get paid for doing this.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.